I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a back to basics episode where I look at something quite basic but very, very important and something that students often don't practice, and that is numbers. Yep, such an important thing to be able to say and understand, but it's amazing how many of my students find it really difficult. When they have to read a number, they go, oh no, it's a big number. They take a deep breath and then they say the number, and it takes a few minutes to finally get the number right. But they get there in the end, usually. So I decided to do an episode where we just look at numbers and practice numbers, because it's something very, very important. And we're going to focus in particular on big numbers. Numbers that are three or more digits. So hopefully at this point, you're okay with relatively small numbers. But if you're not, then that's important to practice too, to make sure you know your numbers up to 20, to all the teen numbers, 13, 14, 15, and then over 20, and how you say those numbers, 20, 30, 40, 55, 78, and so on. But then we get to hundreds and thousands and millions, and people start having some problems with those. So let's begin with three digit numbers. So these are hundreds. One of the most important things to consider when saying a number is where to put the word and. We use this word when we have the final two numbers and they're not 00. If it's 00, then you don't say anything, you just say 100. 5,300. But if it's more than one, so it's 1, 2, 3, 55, 88, 93, 98, we put the word and before those final two numbers. So if it's a three-digit number, let's say 234, then we say 234. And that's the same for all three-digit numbers, apart from if it finishes in 00, in which case it's just 200, 400, 700, and so on. This is the same for all numbers. It's all about the final two digits. So if it's a four-digit number, like 1, 2, 3, 4, then it's 1,234. The and goes before the final two numbers. 34. 1,234. If it's five digits, let's say it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then it's 12,345. Now, when we get to six digits, we might need to use and twice, because the first three digits will include and, unless it's just 100. So if it's 200000, then it's 200,000. But if it's 201000, then it's 201,000. If it's 201201, then it's 201,000, 201. So in this case, we need two ands. And finally, with millions, let's say the number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We say 1,234,567. So let's practice our numbers now. I'm going to give you 8 numbers, but just the figures. You have to tell me what the number is. So if you want to write these down, then get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to say the digits, and then I will leave a pause for you to say the answer, and then I will say the answer too. So, number 1, 37. So that is 37. Number 2, 142. So that is 142. Number 3, 769. So that's 769. Number 4, 1999. This is 1999. Number 5, 20057. Okay, this is 20,057. We put the and before those final two digits. Number 6, 55555. Okay, so that's 55,555. Number 7, 100200. So that's 100,200. Notice here, there is no and. So it's not 100,200. No, 100,200. Only put the and before the final two digits if we're talking in hundreds. And number 8. 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Okay, so that is 2,222,222. Okay, how did you do? If you found that difficult, then I recommend you really start practicing your numbers as much as you can. You can do this really easily yourself. Just write down some random numbers and try to say them. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and found it useful. Keep practicing those numbers. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.